Yo, what's good, fam? Riley Hart here, your daily dose of reality served with a side of self-awareness. You ever feel like you're drowning in notifications, deadlines, and social media pressure? Like, seriously, it's enough to make you want to chuck your phone into the nearest black hole, right? But listen up, because today we're tackling something crucial. Building a self-care routine that doesn't end up buried under a mountain of good intentions. We all know self-care is important. It's like the foundation of a solid mental game. But let's be real, Gen Z. Our attention spans are shorter than a TikTok video, and our to-do lists are longer than that influencer's list of brand sponsors. So how do we actually make self-care stick? That's what we're breaking down today. First things first, ditch the guilt trip.
Self-care isn't selfish, it's essential.
Think of it like this. You wouldn't skip charging your phone before a major gaming session, right? Your mental health deserves the same level of TLC. Second, forget the Instagram fantasy. We don't need another curated feed of people meditating in yoga pants on pristine beaches. Self-care looks different for everyone. It's rest care. It's about finding what truly recharges you. Want to binge-watch trash TV and eat ice cream straight from the carton? Boom, that's self-care. Got a secret love for building Legos? Do it. Don't let anyone tell you how to recharge. Third, break it down. Massive goals are scary, right? Instead of trying to overhaul your entire life overnight, start with tiny wins. A 5-minute meditation? A walk in nature? Literally just turning off your phone for an hour? Those little victories add up. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither is a killer self-care routine. Fourth, make it enjoyable. If you dread your self-care activities, guess what? You won't do them. Find things that genuinely excite you. Trying out a new recipe? Learning a TikTok dance? Hitting the local arcade with friends? Make it fun, and your brain will actually look forward to it. Fifth, be patient with yourself. Self-care isn't a straight line. It's more like a roller coaster ride. There will be days when you slay the self-care game, and others where you just want to crawl under the covers. That's totally normal. Just remember to celebrate the wins, learn from the wobbles, and keep showing up for yourself. Okay, imagine this. You wake up feeling stressed, like a million deadlines are looming over your head. You scroll through social media and see everyone else living their best lives, which just adds to the pressure. But then you remember your self-care plans. You take 5 minutes to meditate, do some stretches, and listen to your favorite playlist. Suddenly, you feel more grounded, centered, and ready to tackle the day. Boom. See what I mean? Remember, fam, building a self-care routine isn't about being perfect. It's about making choices that support your mental well-being. Start small, be kind to yourself, and find joy in the journey. Don't forget to tag me on your self-care wins, because we got to celebrate those. And if you liked this episode, hit that subscribe button like it owes you money. Peace out.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.